Like I said, but it doesn't need any more words. The Olam sitting and learning for 3 hours is incredible. But I guess we'll tie it a drop to Yana de Yoima. We spoke about the Fnevel Sita Michshol and, you know, putting down a Michshol for someone who doesn't see. Specifically, the Torah speaks about an Iver. That was one of the points that we started with about the Michshol and the Iver. I want to bring it over to a different context. The concept of Michshol is used in Averis also. It says, Shuvi Yisrael da Hashem Akecha, ki kashalta bavonecha. So the word kashalta is used as, it's a one way to describe doing an Avera. Averis come because of many reasons. And there are taivas, there's a satan, there are many things. And the pasuk, the after that we learn for Shabbos Shuvah is ki kashalta bavanecha. So I'd like to spend just a moment describing what is the type of context of avera that's called kashalta. To stumble on something, it means two things have not been put into place. When we speak about a michshol, we're speaking about, first of all, it's not something that proactively damages you. It's not like an ox that comes and gores you. It's something that's laying over there on the ground. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, we're learning Baba Kama now, not in the part that we're learning in the Eon, but the Gemara speaks about when are you, if somebody else's ox stumbles into your bar, it falls into your pit that you dug. So the Gemara says, that an animal looks where it walks. So the Gemara has two possibilities how it is that the ox is not looking and you're liable. One is if the ox is a chereshayt v'katan, the ox is a chereshayt v'katan, he's not, the ox doesn't have the ox capacity, mental capacity to see what's going on. Two, if it's dark outside. So the concept of a michshol exists if the person is deficient in das, or it's dark outside and and you can't see it. That's physically, that's halachically what a michshol is in terms of being liable for the damage to an animal. If we're to, I think there's a pasuk in Yeshaya, it speaks about Evan Negev and Sur Michshol. There's a stumbling, a stone that hurts you and a stone that you're nichshol on. So it's not clear if the same thing, not the same thing. It's one of those items where you sort of have synonyms. And the Malbim, I think, means, I'm not clear exactly what he means, but I think he means, one is, like, there's a certain type of rock that protrudes. It has a tendency to trip up people, even if they see it. And the other one just causes you, if you're not aware, it causes you to fall and so on. When we look at the big scope of Yiddishkeit and the issues why we don't always do what's right and why we do what's wrong, so michshol, ki chashalta bavanecha, is a very, very important aspect of it. Sometimes we just are unaware of the halachas, period. And Hilchas Shabbos, the Mishabura says in Akdama, that someone who doesn't know Hilchas Shabbos, it's impossible that he keeps Shabbos properly. It's just, there's so many halachas and so many different aspects. If you're not aware of it, you know, you don't have to know the halacha l'mais, but you have to be aware of it. There's another element, and that is harder to describe. It's a sensitivity that a person has to the halacha and how it permeates the world and how it's how it applies and so on. One of the extraordinarily important focuses of a young eon like this, I don't want to go off on the Gemara Boile Liyune about the Shor, but it does give us, it awakens us a sense of issues, aspects of the halacha. It's very rarely cut and dry and simple. There's so many different aspects to it. It's an eye-opener. And that's why, even though all of us feel that we're Shomer Torah Mitzvos, we are to the best of our abilities, but we sort of tend to rest on what was. if we don't have, Torah is called a light, and if we don't have the light of Torah, then we are setting ourselves up to be nichshol. If there's an avera lifnei evil asiti nichshol for somebody else who's an ever, to close the light and then to walk through a room full of stumbling blocks is a lifnei evil on yourself. I don't know the halachic ramification of this lifnei evil on yourself, but I assume it's logical with a kal v'chomer that if you can't trip up somebody else, you shouldn't allow yourself to be tripped up. The yom iyun, a lot of work went into it. But it's meant to be a trigger that people appreciate what it means to go into a sugya, to learn. Yes, most of us will not get to a point where we can pass Neshay Lemaisa, and even it will be difficult for us to get out the Halach Lemaisa. This is just a taste of an ocean of topics. Like Rav Reinhold mentioned, there's so many branches of this topic, and this is very relevant, especially when we deal and interact with people that are not observant and so on. But at least when a person learns the sugya and the inyanim, it sort of lights up the field in front of him. He begins to see and understand where there's a potential for a problem. And that's why we hope in Mez Hashem that this type of getting together and limudim, as important as significant it is on its own, to have such a large tzibur and beautiful tzibur sitting and learning and being misachid in Talmud Torah, it'll serve as a trigger to engage in Talmud Torah in a serious way, and it'll be enlightening. And in Mirz Hashem, if the tshuva we need to do is because kashalta b'manecha, if we open the light switch and we flood our field of activity with light, Bezes Hashem, that will give us it'll take away the ivaron of the lifnei iver and remove some of those mechsholim. Mirzah, we should be zocha to increase our Talmud Torah in scope and intensity, and to be zocha to the aura that Torah gives.
I made more coffee. It wasn't before, and now it is now.